Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The winter meetings are well in the rearview mirror. We're going to turn the page to the new year. We'll have the countdown to the Twins Winter Caravan, Twins Fest, and then we'll begin getting ready for pitchers and catchers. And that is one of my favorite signs of spring, is when pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Arizona and in Florida. And Bobby Nightingale covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Bobby, it's been a while. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I hope you're doing well. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, good to visit with you. And I visited with your dad a while ago before Juan Soto decided on the big deal with the Mets. It's still insane to me, but here we go. The Twins haven't made any moves in that category. But I would assume the business of baseball is still buzzing about that particular deal.
Absolutely. I mean, think how much the jump happened. I mean, Shohei Ohtani became the first $700 million player last year, and already you have someone who topped that contract. And, you know, Ohtani's was so heavily deferred. I mean, that was worth $400 million in present-day money, and this is worth over $700 million in present-day money. So, just mind-blowing numbers when you think about it. I mean, how much he'll make per game, fully guaranteed contract. But also, I mean, you look at where, you know, the Twins are for sale, you know, maybe they go for $1.4, $1.5 billion. And then you look at Juan Soto's contract, and that's probably half of that.
Yeah, it is crazy. And let's get into that. That is still a big story, and there has been talk. We've already seen one potential buyer of the club, and they're involved with the Phoenix Suns. But I would assume there would be other suitors, and we would learn more. I visited with your colleague at the Star Tribune, Phil Miller, and I would think that would heat up pretty rapidly in the new year.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, even when the Poleds announced the sale at the beginning of October, everyone kind of cautioned, hey, this is like at least a six-month process, maybe longer, something that could linger into the, you know, full 2025 season. So, I mean, it's not surprising that it's been pretty quiet so far. I'd expect more names to kind of surface, or at least the intensity of things to step up here. Probably by the time spring training gets going, the opening day, kind of around that time frame, and then maybe there's a deal by the summer to be had. If not, maybe at the end of the season. But it's not surprising that teams will be in. People would be interested. I mean, there's only 30 of these teams, so that's always going to be, you know, a hot commodity that, you know, owning a sports franchise.
Bobby Nightingale joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Covers the Twins for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. And, Bobby, beyond ownership, it has been a quiet off season. Probably tough for a beat writer because there hasn't been a lot of news.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those kind of just waiting for something to happen. And, the Twins are they're way more focused on the trade market than free agency. Almost kind of that's the way I kind of think their offseason will go, is they'll make at least a trade or two, and then maybe that'll open some things up, especially financially. But for how slow it's been, I mean, you look around the league, I mean, how much money's been spent, all the big names, free agents are off the board. It's a tough time to be a Twins fan when nothing happens and everyone else is kind of celebrating big moves.
Yeah, Max Kepler to the Phillies. He signs a deal there. We'll see how he does. No surprise there that Kepler would move on.
No, I mean, even Max Kepler kind of said it at the end of the season. You know, he wished his Twins career would have ended a little bit differently when he wasn't on the injured list, but was happy with how his Twins career went in, you know, his 15 years in the organization. But there wasn't much effort there to kind of rerun it back. The Twins have Matt Waldner and Trevor Larnach as left-handed hitting corner outfielders, and, they'll move forward with those guys there. But I think it was one of those, you know, they had their ups and downs, obviously, over the 10-year career in the big leagues for Max Kepler. But, I think both sides just wanted to see what it would look like going forward in different spots.
A story posted on Christmas Eve about the Twins sending Giovanni Moran to the Red Sox. A little bit more about that deal. He hadn't pitched, and the Twins might have picked up a utility guy that could contribute.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, Giovanni Moran, left-handed pitcher, those are always kind of in demand. There was kind of rumors that he was going to be taken in the Rule 5 draft. Missed all of last season because of Tommy John surgery, but was on a minor league contract, so he was eligible to be taken. So the Red Sox get him. They don't have the roster restrictions, which made him a little bit more valuable. And the Twins get, Gasper, who's a utility guy. I don't know how much teams think he can catch in the future, especially at the big league level. But hit pretty well in AAA, hit really well in the minor leagues last year, he made his major league debut last August. So a guy that, if he continues that, at least as a bench piece, and if not, maybe a little bit more. If he can add some power, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys that very well could start in St. Paul and be a depth guy, if nothing else.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I think, you look at what happened to the Twins at the end of last season, that 6 weeks collapse there with how much depth, pitching, they had three rookie starters. In the lineup, they had so many guys that were on fumes at the end of the year. Just goes the importance of depth. And if they're not going to be able to sign a bunch of guys to add to that depth, you're going to have to take some shots and, hope some of those lottery tickets pan out with some of the guys you add in the minor moves.
Yeah, there's been this talk, and it's a rumor floating around that Carlos Correa could be on the block. What are your thoughts on that rumor that's circulating? I find it hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean, when I asked Twins officials at the winter meetings, they said it was kind of overblown how available he was. I mean, it's one of those obviously the Twins are in a tight financial situation for their payroll. They're going to keep payroll at basically the same level it was last year or last season, so like the $130 million level. And if you look at their payroll going into next season, it's already above that, so they're going to have to shed some salary somewhere. But it's one of those. You look at, okay, he makes the most money. Look how much money that could be freed up. But he's also coming off foot injuries the last 2 years. Yeah, he's played at an all-star level, but the money he's owed, basically if you're going to trade him, it would be kind of a salary dump. And the Twins still want to win. I mean, it's one of those, they're still in a winning window. They still have the pitchers that they like. If Royce Lewis and Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa, I know that's been the last few years. But if two of those three guys can stay healthy for a year, the Twins like their chances in the American League Central. So I think it's one of those, they're not just dumping salary just to dump salary. They're trying to find ways to improve the team, stay competitive in the AL Central. So I think that's always in the back of their mind. And if that's the case, it's hard to find a competitive deal where, Carlos Correa would be involved. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, and Bobby, when you look at the 40-man, and I know people came out of the 24 season frustrated with the ball club and the fact that the Poleds have explored selling the club and it's been quiet in this off season. But if you just are objective and take a look at the 40-man and the players available and a couple of young guys that could emerge onto the minor leagues, you have a competitive ball club, particularly in this division. You have no idea what Cleveland will do. They were a very good team a year ago. Detroit was a big surprise getting to the postseason. Can they repeat that again in 2025? In Kansas City, even though they have Bobby Witt Jr., they were a bit of a surprise in 2025. So if the Twins have a good year, And I think in a lot of ways 2024 was a nightmare, they certainly can be competitive. They're not that far off.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the frustrating part is, if you had some payroll to add to it, I mean, it's a decent core.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, take away the 6 weeks collapse. I mean, right before that, they were within two games of the best record in baseball. So, I agree with you. I mean, I think the pitching-wise, I think you have to at least take some confidence there. Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, that's a solid front three. They have the depth. I mean, unfortunately, you had to use it last year, but like the David Festas, the Zebby Matthews, Simeon Woods Richardson, they all gained experience last year, probably in less than ideal circumstances, but still are more experienced for it for next season. So, I think the offense is the big one. Can guys stay healthy? That's been the big question mark. In 23, they were able to win the division and win a playoff series. And, you know, if Carlos Correa would have stayed healthy last year, you know, I think that probably would have changed things. Him missing most of the second half, it seems like that coincided with kind of the funk the team was in. But, it, you know, if Royce Lewis takes a step forward, I mean, it'll take away the – if you would have cut last year in half, I mean, how excited people were about what he was doing when he first came back last year. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think there's momentum there, certainly.
All right, let's talk about a couple of spots, and then we'll let you go. Max Kepler is gone. He was a fixture in right field. Who's the leading candidate to be the right fielder on opening day?
Yeah, I think that's Matt Wallner. You look at what he did after he did get sent down last year, but when he came back, I mean, he was really, really good. Maybe the most consistent hitter down the stretch. So I think he'll be your everyday right fielder, basically.
All right, and then over at first base, Carlos Santana back with the Guardians. Bit of a surprise, but what do the Twins do day in and day out down at first?
Yeah, that's a big question. I mean, I think if they are able to make a trade and free up some salary, you know, say you trade a Chris Paddock or a Christian Vasquez or a Willie Castro, you know, I think that's where the money's going to go towards. Just because internally they have Jose Miranda, Edward Julian. Not that neither of those two guys can't be everyday type starters, but at first base, you know, they're not going to provide much power. They both struggled in the second half of last year. I don't know that they inspire a ton of confidence defensively. So I do think that's the area that they would like to add, but I think a trade has to happen first before they add a first baseman. But for agency, I mean, there's not a ton of options out there. A lot of the first basemen went, including Carlos Santana, and a lot of trade options went. So I think that's one of the most urgent spots is, you know, time's pressing if you want to add someone there.
And then big picture bullpen. We talked already about the starters. I still sense that the bullpen's in a pretty good spot as we head for the 25 season that you can always add, but in general, I like the makeup of what they've got.
Yeah, I mean, I think the back end is going to be the same guys that were there last year. Jawan Duran's your closer. Griffin Jacks was unbelievable last year as your setup man. You know, like Cole Sands, if Brock Stewart can get healthy, that's a guy to watch again. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Louis Varland gets moved into the bullpen. And every time he's been moved back there, his velocity's ticked up to close to 100 miles an hour. And he strikes out a ton of guys. I mean, he's a guy that they're really optimistic about if he is in a full-time bullpen role. So I could see him figuring into those plans, too, where he's a sixth, seventh-inning guy and able to pitch multiple innings.
All right. Well, Bobby, it's always good to visit with you. And once again, it's going to go quick. But before we know it, it's going to be Twins Fest. And then you count down to pitchers and catchers reporting in Fort Myers.
Yeah, the weather warmed up this, you know, today, so it's kind of like the mini preview.
yeah, for sure. There's no doubt. The Twins would have settled for today for opening day at Target Field. There is no doubt about it. It was lovely.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those, if you could promise this weather in April, attendance would be up, I think.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Bobby, Happy New Year. Always good to visit with you.
Yep, Happy New Year to you, too.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. And, of course, his dad, Bob Nightingale, has covered the big leagues for a long, long time and joins us from time to time as an Odyssey MLB insider. And we always thank Phil Miller, his colleague at the Star Tribune, for his contributions. One thing I wanted to note, and he posted it on social media earlier today, and that is Do-Young Park, who has covered the club for MLB.com for 6 years now. He's been on the beat. And he posted this earlier today and basically said it's been the honor of a lifetime to have shared these last six seasons with you all. I can't possibly thank you enough. And he went on to put a little note on social media, and he is going to MLB's StatCast team as a developer. So after 6 years on the Twins beat at MLB.com and would join us throughout the season here on News Talk 830 WCCO, is going over to MLB's StatCast team as a developer. So Do-Young Park, good guy, Minnesota guy, went to Stanford, and then has covered the Twins for six seasons. So good for him as he opens another chapter of his career. It is 521 here at News Talk 830 WCCO.